We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Samachei Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the top of Samachei Amud Beis, middle of a line, Hotenech. We just finished, we asked the Stira, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says he'll have to use Machzah Shekel from last year towards next year, to credit for next year. Masha Inkein, it said in the Brais of Mefurash, Rabbi Yehuda said, Par V'Sa'ir of Yom Kippur, which Par is the Kohen Gadol brings himself, and the Sa'ir from the Tzibur, that cannot be brought from last year, it has to be from this year. And the question was, why? So Gemara said, because you have to have from this year's Truma a Salishka. The din is by Kavanah Sibas, even this year's Truma, and that's from last year. Masha Inkein Machzah Shekel, it's before the Truma. So Gemara asked, Hotenech Sa'ir, you answered Sa'ir, which comes from the Truma Salishka, which is a carbon Sibah. Par Ma'ikel Mem, what do you say by Par? A Par is a carbon Yachid, basically. It's a Kohen Gadol's private carbon. So why can't you use last year's for that? So Gemara answers, it's a gzeira par at the sar. Sa'ir is a problem because it has to be from the new truma. So it's a gzeira par at the sar. It's a gzeira that if you allow par from last year, you're going to think you use the sar for last year. Right? The Gemara Mishum gzeira yamusu. It says in the Braisa, kulam yamusu. Because of that, when they kill the par, because of the gzeira. Va'oid, even by a sa'ir, is not ma'akiv. You could use last year's b'di'avid. Va'oid harad hadrav taviyam rav yeshia gufa mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah. Dom rav Yehuda Mishmul. Kabana tzibur habam b'echa b'nisan. Kabin tzibur that come after Rosh Chodesh. So mitzvah l'havim l'chadosh. You have to bring it from the new truma, from the new separation of the Machzah Shekel from this year. Havim l'yash. We brought from last year. Yatzah, yaitzah. El shechisa mitzvah. You're missing the mitzvah of Zoyis Oilish Chodesh v'chadosh. It says you have to do a chiddush, the new crop. But it works, so it's shver. You can't say kulam yamusu is because it was from last year's crop. It's not. First of all, it's not ma'akev, and then also, what's shat and par? It doesn't make sense. That's a gzeira be yamusu. So it's again shver now. Why the par v'sa'ir that was lost and it was found, why do you have to die, let it die, or let it pasture? You could use it for next year. You could use it for next year, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Elam ram zeira, a different pshat. The reason is like this, because this sa'ir that was the girl of one Lashem, then it got lost, it can't be used for next year with the same girl. Make a new girl. So for the Gemara, big deal. Next year, make a new girl. Let's say both Sha'irim got lost, next year make a new girl on it, or you bring a partner for it to make a new girl. What's the big deal? So my answer is no. Gzeira Shema Yemra Gairul Keveya Mashon al Chavata. This is Gzeira. People might say that you're using last year's gyrel. They're not going to realize they're making a new gyrel. They're going to say it's from last year's gyrel. So Gemara really could have asked over here, but some gzeri musa, but Gemara is different kasha. Hatenach sawyer, that's good for a sawyer. Only the sawyer needs a gyrel. The par doesn't need a gyrel, so why can't you use the par for next year? Par ma'ik lemema. Gemara says, gzeri par at the sawyer. It's gzeri par at the sawyer. Frank the Gemara again, some gzeri musa, because gzeri it's in a die. So still, we don't understand why you can't use the par v'sar that was found. Use it for next year. What is the problem? So where it says another pshat. Amru rabbana kameda abaya. Gzeirim shemchata shemesu baleho. We're worried that maybe the bailim of the par will die, which is the Kohen Gadol, Rashi says. And it might die. And then you're going to bring the carbon next year, and you're not allowed to bring a chata shemesu baleho. So Tysus has a kasha on that. Tysus says, what do you mean? If the Kohen Gadol dies, you'll realize it, and you won't bring that par. It's very obvious the Kohen Gadol died. And therefore, Tysus says a very chudus to kapshat. He says, since the kahanim get a kapara also with this par, and even though it's only mekuf yomachapra, which means they're not really the ikr kapara like we learned before, but still, if one of the kahanim die, it's called chat shmeis baleha. And that you're not going to realize. You're not going to realize one of them died. And if you're not going to realize one of them died, they're going to bring the carbon, and it'll be a problem. On that, Rabbi Kiveger asks on Tosis that the halacha is if some of the Baalim die, it's not a problem. So anyway, either way, it's a kasha, but the Gemara's not going to stay with this pshat anyway. But the Gemara's pshat right now is, well, Gzera, maybe the Baalim will die. So the Gemara says, Hotenech Par, it's only good for Par, which is a carbon yachid technically. But Sawyer, which is a carbon tzibur, there's no chash mesu balahel. Ma'ik lemeima, what are you going to say? Why there can't you save it for next year? So Gemara answers, Gzera, sar otu par. We're going to make a gzeira, the sar otu par. A par has to is disqualified now because maybe the bailim will die. So therefore, we disqualified sar as well. Right? The Gemara again, mishum gzeira yamusu, because of gzeira, just a gzeira that otu this, we're going to let it die. We're going to say you can't use it. This is disqualified because of gzeira. So again, we don't have pshat. The Gemara, Ella, not a pshat. Gzeirim shemchata sh'av rushna. So worry that maybe the sa'ir will be more than a year old next Yom Kippur. The halacha is that the sa'ir has to be a one-year-old sa'ir. Now, if you save the sa'ir for next Yom Kippur, we're worried it's going to be more than 1 year old, then it's going to be possible. Ella gzeirim shemchata sh'av rushna. Right, the Gemara, gzeiri it's for sure gonna. It's not a gzeira. It's for sure gonna pass a year because between one kippur and another kippur is a year. And the halacha is you can't even makdish the carbon until it's 8 days old. So if you makdish the carbon for this Yom Kippur, it has to be at least 8 days old. Next year, it's a year and 8 days old. Of course, it's not a gzeira. It's for sure gonna be avra shnasa. Why don't we say simple? It's for sure gonna be avra shnasa. Says no, halai kasha. That's not shver. Karebi. Because according to Rebbe, it's not shver. The time went to the brisa. Shana tamima. We know that the Jewish calendar goes with the lunar year, with the moon, and it's 354 days. The non-Jewish calendar goes with the solar year, which is 365 days. The halacha is, according to Rebbe, when it comes to the Bati Yir Chaima, the halacha is that if someone sells a house in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is for the first year he could buy it back. After that, he can't buy it back anymore. What's called a year? So in the Braisa, it says that you go with the 365-day year for these halachas. When it says Shana in the Torah, it goes with 365 days of the year, Divrei Rebbe. The Chama, no, it doesn't go with 365-day year. It goes with those 12 months, like every 12 months of Klal Yisrael. It's 12 months of the year. Now, sometimes you gain with that also because ve'im nisabra and tapas amach vav amar aleph ve'im nisabra nisabra l'meicher. If there's an ibayar, which means there's an extra adar, then the meicher who sold it gets an extra month to buy it back. Gets an extra month to buy it back, which lands up being more than 365 days. It lands up being around 380 days that year, but it gets extra days to buy. He gets extra days to buy it back. Ba'kapanim is like Rebbe and the Chum. So comes the free Rebbe. A year is counted by the solar year. So it's very possible that the Sa'ir could be within 1 year. For example, Rashi says, if you makdish it on the eighth day, then the next year, it's still not 360, it's only 362 days old. It's not 365 days old. So next Yom Kippur could be kasha. And the Gemara is saying it's the gzeira, maybe of Rosh Nasa, and you're going to use it. It'll be a year, more than a year old, and you use it, and that's why we don't let you keep it for next year. The Gemara is going to ask again like this, hata nechsar. That's only a sar that has a din that has to be 1 year old. Par, ma'ik lemema, par, the din is a ben shalosh, 3 years old, and it can be as old as you want. It doesn't have to be dafka 1 year old. So why can't you use the par for next year? My answer is Xera Power to Sar. Xera Power to Sar. Umushum Xera Yamas. My answer is Xera Yamas. Because Xera is in a dive. Oid. Chatos Shaavas Nosla Ria Ozla. Another cash is that the Lach is the Kuliyama, even by Yachid, a Chatos that Avras Nosla, more than a year old. We had a Machaikas here, it's Yumusu or Yira. But everyone agrees that Chatos Shaavas Nosla, that type of psul that's more than a year old, the Ria Ozla. It goes La Ria to pasture. Don't rush lockers. Chatos Shaavas Nosla. Royan Oisa Kiluhim Eretz Vesek Faras Varaya. A Chatos when it was more than a year old, wherever it is, you look at its kilu as a basic forest, and the kain can't be makavit, but it's not from the Chatos HaMesas. So anyway, it doesn't work. So why is it Kulam Yomusum? So it's back Shver now exactly. What is the case that the Parvasar cannot be used for next year? Again, Rabbi Huda holds it used really for next year carbon. So the Parvasar, why can't you use it for next year? And all the Pshatim did not work out. So we have to explain Pshat why the Parvasar is disqualified, and it's the Machlokes, what the din is, Yomusu Ayira, why is it disqualified? Why can we save it for next year, Yom Kippur? And that's Shem, on tomorrow's Shir, we will start from here, from Ella Amarava.